For some people, getting the groceries is just shopping, but for others, the job of bringing home the bacon, the pickled herring and the locally grown Cavallo Nero, well, that's an adventure. Helping to bridge the gap between these two cohorts, at least in Limerick, and ideally lure members of the first group into the latter, is baker, blogger and multi-hyphenate Val O'Connor. Culturefile's Caroline Hennessy fell into step on one of O'Connor's food trails to meet new food producers, rediscover old favourites and generally chomp her way around what some locals proudly call Pork Town.
So guys, I'd like to welcome you all to Limerick Food Trails, Val's Food Trails. I haven't decided what they're called, but you know, it's not all about me. Where we're standing right now, where we were just in the corn store, this is the site of the abattoir, the main abattoir in Limerick.
Really?
Yeah. So right here behind us was this enormous building. It's all white tiled, and anytime we were misbehaving at home, my father, he'll kill me for saying this, he used to bring me in and he'd stand us here and you could hear the pigs.
I was just saying, you used to hear the pigs going to school.
And I'm like, right, what are you trying to tell me?
You'd always hear them screeching.
Yeah, you'd always hear them screeching, you know. But that's why Limerick is known as Pig Town.
Yeah,
because at one stage there was actually...
Hello,
I'm good, how are you?
Limerick Ham, you know, it's always had a good name, so we should, that's the kind of stuff we should be focusing on and highlighting.
And so we're going to O'Connell's for some Limerick ham?
We're going to O'Connell's Butchers. I've been going there myself for years because it was one of the few places where you could get an organic turkey from County Limerick. And according to Paul, they're the only butchers in town that do Limerick ham in the traditional way. And it's a, you know, it's a very simple process, apparently. But the main thing is that they marinate it in the solution overnight, then they cook the next day, and then they slice it and sell it the next day. So that's it. It's gone.
Hello, lads. How are you doing?
Tommy King, this is a lovely group of food enthusiasts.
Coming
on the food trail.
Good for you.
That's it, yeah. So Tommy's the finest butcher in Limerick.
The best butcher.
And if you ever stuff for now, dance.
I'll do that as well.
For dance.
And we can sing it all song.
And the next stop then after O'Connell's, we're on to the real jewel in the crown for Limerick.
Mm-hmm. The Limerick Milk Market, yeah, it's over 150 years old now. And according to the milk market manager, between 8,000 and 11,000 shoppers come there on a Saturday morning. There's, I think, 80 or so traders within the milk market itself, and then maybe another... 30 or 40 outside on the streets, which is the Limerick City Traders, which is the city council who run that. So essentially it's two markets at the same time, but the great thing is, you know, that they converge and everybody comes here and you can buy anything now from, well, I mean, you can buy a lot of things that aren't food, but you can buy very normal everyday things from carrots and onions and apples and bananas all the way to your Cork buffalo mozzarella, or actually your Cork buffalo burgers that they have in the Olive Shop. And you can get really nice wines from Peter Ward, and you can get cheese from Mary.
We're 25 years here in November. I was 25 years here. Yes, doing cheese. Yeah, I was the first person to sell coffee in the market, and Caffè Lazio came over. He was Italian. And he got really angry. He said that nobody would ever drink cappuccino. I got a cappuccino maker. And he thought I was mad. Do you know, who would drink cappuccino? Because he was Italian. He thought that he had ownership of a coffee machine. But look at it now. It's great to see you.
Have you got a little bit of cheese we can have a taste of?
Anything you like.
Just one. Just give us one. Okay. That's something that you think is really good. Irish.
One of the most important things about a food trail, and the one that really marks this one out, Val, is the fact that you have tasters.
Gotcha. How could you not have tasters on a food trail? You have to eat, and that's what the ticket price is all about, not just, well, taking people by the hand and showing them, but everybody who comes on the food trail is just really into their food. And it was interesting this morning because nearly everyone in the group was familiar with the milk market, and I kind of thought, oh, right, this is actually going to be tougher because everyone's been here before, so they won't be. Oh my God, that's amazing. What a fantastic building and a structure and a great crowd. I mean, the sun was shining, the atmosphere was fantastic. But we really do have an amazing milk market, and people, you know, when I go down to Cork, people in Cork say, God, your market in Limerick is incredible, and all the chefs talk about it, and the same in Dublin. And we really do have something special, and that's what I think. You know, we've got rugby and we've got food, and people should know more about this.
Do the whole aspect. And you feel better anyway.
Val O'Connor there, walking the walk and talking the talk. And there's more information on Val's Limerick food trails online at valskitchen.com/foodtrails.